Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, everybody. Before we get started, let me tell you about Brooklinen.com. Listen, you spend a third of your life in sheets, right? In your bed? With Brooklinen.com, you can get the high-quality sheets and bedding you and your loved one deserve without needless luxury retail prices. Buying great sheets is an easy way to upgrade your nightly routine, right? Right. So, even though quality sheets make for quality sleep, most high-end bedding is marked up by 300%. What? By the time it reaches stores, Brooklinen makes quality luxury sheets and bedding accessible to everyone. And it's a great gift, by the way. Holiday season's coming. Brooklinen cuts out unnecessary markup, retail licensing fees, manufacturing waste in order to offer high-end designs and exceptional savings across their collection. By the way, they have beautiful colors, and you can mix match versatile colors and patterns that you can mix and match to fit your decor. And they were named the winner of the best of online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. Now, how do you like that? Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer for our listeners today. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code FCOL at Brooklinen.com. In fact, Brooklinen is so confident that you'll love your new sheets that they risk a 60-night satisfaction guarantee and lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. There's no reason not to give these sheets a try. Give the gift of luxury sheets. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code FCOL. So let's support them at brooklinen.com. That's Brook, BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code FCOL. Hey, everybody. Welcome to For Crying Out
Loud. Woo!
For Crying Out Loud.
FCOL, baby.
FCOL.
It's here. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Woo, woo.
Whoa, what? This fucking dog is driving me insane. He was scratching at the door to come in. Now he's scratching at the door to go out. Well, too bad. Hi, everybody.
How's it going?
It's going good.
So right before we came on the air, we were talking.
I told Stephanie a funny story
about Hamilton.
Yeah.
So we were talking about Hamilton some more, and you were telling me about hearing O'Donnell on Howard Stern.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it as funny as she did, but she was talking about the night I think it was the opening night of Hamilton was the night of the debate that Trump said. Not all women are ugly, just Rosie O'Donnell or whatever.
Right.
And so she had her phone off. She watched the Hamilton. After the show was over, she came out and like all these reporters were like, Rosie, what do you think? Do you have a comment? She's like, oh, my God, it was fabulous. Fabulous. One word. Fabulous. It was great. It was great. And they're like, that's your comment? And she's like, yeah, what's going on? What's the big deal? And they're like, well, you better – maybe you should like Google your name right now. She's like, I felt like an ass.
Oh, my God.
That was a really funny story.
That's hilarious.
She's funny.
She is funny.
She's
underrated.
I really like Rosie. Adam really likes Rosie.
Really?
Yeah. We watched The View when she was on. Come on, Phil.
Hey, before we get started and before we get into this stuff,
yeah.
You know what? You know what's cool? Figs.
Yes.
I'm not talking about the fruit.
Even though I do like figs.
I do too. I'm talking about the scrubs.
Yeah. You got those, a friend? Got a
the
friend
scrubs.
That's the friend, a friend that's in the medical field?
Or someone who just would like to seem...
Look like they're in the medical field?
Yeah. Be in the medical field or just look like you're in the medical field with scrubs, with figs scrubs, to be exact. First of all, we're totally seriously, every set of figs is superior to the old kind of scrubs. Most people, I guess, find that scrubs are uncomfortable. They come in terrible colors and it's just kind of sad. But figs are super comfortable. They come in great colors. They look good. They're stain repellent. They're wrinkle resistant. They have stretch. They move with you. You could go to yoga. You could run errands. You could go to happy hour and look like a doctor.
Yeah, you can.
You know? So say goodbye to baggy, ill-fitting scrubs and say hi to modern, technical, and expertly tailored scrubs. Here's what you're going to do. Go to wearfigs.com/FCOL and get 20% off your order when you use the code FCOL at checkout. They make great gifts.
Yeah, they do.
And the holidays are coming up. Don't you know somebody who's a doctor?
Yeah, I should buy Adam a pair because he never, you know, never cares about what he's wearing. He just wants to be comfortable.
Yeah.
There you go.
People think he's a doctor.
Yeah.
I like that. Figs. Okay. Another thing we want to tell you about is maybe you should take this one.
Which one?
First leaf.
Well, listen, we all like to have a drink sometimes. Not all of us, but, you know.
A lot of us.
Well, some of us.
fun people.
This is another good gift, by the way. You can customize your first leaf is what it's called, first leaf order. It's a wine pack. You'll get three introductory. The first pack you get is an introductory three-pack wine to get you started. And after that, they start to know your tastes and what you like, and then they'll personalize it for you. So with your first leaf's introductory pack, you'll get three for just $5 each.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
Very great.
Normally, these bottles go for $20 each, but not with first leaf. When your bottle arrives, rate the wine to get a personalized selection based on your taste. The more wine you rate, the better your recommendations will be. First Leaf eliminates the middleman and works directly with you, getting you the wine from France, Italy, Napa Valley. First Leaf is a good gift or for yourself. So to order, go to firstleaf.com/FCOL. That's three bottles of wine for only $15. You can't beat that.
No, you can't.
No. firstleaf.com/FCOL.
Do it. All right. So.
Yeah.
I know it's Friday, and I know it's been
–
this is
week.
A week old, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I meant to talk about this on our Tuesday show, and I didn't get to it, but I still want to.
I know. I want to hear about it. We were talking about it before the show.
Yeah. So I never watch Saturday Night Live anymore. I mean, sometimes I'll watch I'll go online and see – you know, some sketch everyone's talking about, see Alec Baldwin doing a funny Trump impression.
Right.
So I stay up on some of the big sketches, but I haven't really sat down and watched it. The other night, Saturday, I went to bed a little bit early, and I was in bed, and I was like, oh, Saturday Night Live is starting, so I think I'll watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So I missed the cold open. So understand, I mean, I had my phone. I don't have Twitter on my phone, so I have no,
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't keep it on my phone
because
I feel like it's – I have Facebook. That's enough. But I'm just watching TV mindlessly and I'm like, oh, I'm going to see – oh, so Larry David's on. Okay. I like Curb.
Yes.
I was a huge Seinfeld fan.
Yeah.
You know, I know the deal. I know his persona.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's – you know, I know how he is,
yes.
Crabby and,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Offensive and whatever. Yeah. And I like it. I'm
down with
it.
Questioning everything all the time.
Yeah.
Drives me insane.
Yeah.
Just like Adam.
So I'm like, okay, so let me see – so – as soon as I turn it on, it's his monologue, and he comes out and starts his monologue. And I watch his whole monologue, and I was like, wow, this was horrible to me.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, maybe is it because I'm a comedian? So I just expect a little – because he did stand-up for his whole opening monologue. And normally even stand-ups don't do stand-up. They do something creative. There's something funny about it where they take questions and they're fake questions or they do some kind of a bit Right. But he was like, I'm doing stand up. And having been a comedian in the 80s, mm-hmm. started stand up in the 80s, I just expected more. And I was, and so then he did this joke about concentration, about picking up women in a concentration camp. And I was like, that is not, it's not that it was so offensive. It's just that it was,
so
I was
like,
well,
offended because it wasn't funny.
I was offended because it wasn't funny. And I felt like if you're going to do a joke that has the potential to be really controversial for being for taking a topic like the Holocaust and making a joke about it, it better be really fucking funny. Like it, like you're not Patton Oswalt. If you're you, I mean, do you know what I'm saying? Like just I felt like it was such a I'm Larry David. I'm going to talk about I'm going to make this joke. Or I felt like he was really just disconnected. So I want to play the monologue, and then I want to stop. Can we play it, Kaylin?
Yeah, give me 1 minute.
Okay. Because – so I want – I almost want you to be feeling it in real time. Like I want to stop it and go like that joke was so lazy. And then I was like, did he just write – did he just be like, okay, I want everybody to write me some stand-up. Or I was wondering if he wrote it himself. So I finished the monologue and I was like, wow, that was weak. Then I watch a few sketches until I fall asleep. And – not impressed at all. Didn't think he was good. I thought he was just being himself and phoning it in. And I and then I forgot about it. And then last night I was like, I wonder. I never heard anything about it. And then I went to see if other people didn't like it. And sure enough, like pretty much most people thought he bombed.
Sorry, you want the full monologue, or you want me to just forward it to the part where
I want to play the whole.
Good, like 7 minutes.
Yeah,
long.
But we could have fun with it and play it from the beginning and just kind of stop it and talk
I
about.
I might not want to hear the whole thing.
Oh, you don't want to hear the whole thing?
I don't know. I hate stand up.
You do?
And if it's bad, no. But I want to. But I want to hear what you. I want
to
hear what you.
Let's
think.
Just listen to it. Well, let's start it and just we could always fast forward.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Because
I'm wondering if I just he, the first thing that comes to mind though is I'm wondering if. He seems to be more of an improvisational guy.
No, he was a stand-up. He was just a bad stand-up. He got booed a lot.
Well, there you go.
I know, but okay. I just listen,
but
listen to a little.
He writes his shows, so that's it's kind of strange.
What a wonderful greeting! What a beautiful greeting! Anyway, it's nice. It's nice to be in New York. You know, I used to live here for many years, and I had nothing. I was a total loser. In fact, I used to walk around outside looking for spots to live for when I became homeless. Once I found a spot with a ventilator with heat coming out, I thought, oh my God, I've struck gold. I gotta put a deposit down on this place. For a while, I was a private chauffeur for an old woman who was kind of blind. She was blind as a bat, let's face it. I cannot say enough wonderful things about the blind boss. You can really get away with murder, you know.
This isn't
the car
bad
was
yet.
Filthy. There was burnt poop all over it. She had no idea.
You're right.
You know,
it is stand-up-y.
I didn't date much at that time, and I was very desperate. Yet, I was also very particular. It's an odd combination, you know. I had that in common with Quasimodo, the hunchback of
Notre Dame. Okay, pause it for
Notre
a second. Okay, so he says the thing about he was a chauffeur for a blind lady, and the whole joke is you could really get away with murder. That's not a joke. That's a premise about driving around somebody who's blind.
Right.
Where are you going with it?
Right.
He. Do you notice he left? Like, you're like, okay, so what's the – where are you going? Where's the funny part? Oh, I could get away with a lot because she was blind.
Right.
What did you get away with?
Yeah. That's
then
true.
He moves on, and now this whole Quasimodo thing is so dumb. Okay, play this part, because this is where I...
Who, like me, also had nothing to offer, and yet was extremely, extremely particular, very superficial. He had to go out with the best-looking woman in Paris. Nobody else was good enough for Quasimodo. His friends would try to fix him up. Quasi is a great girl in my office, lovely girl. Wonderful personality. She's a gifted pianist, a gourmet chef. I think you two would really hit it off.
Imitating.
Is she good looking? She's got to be good looking. Is she good looking? Quasi, listen to me. I told her about the hump. She's cool with the hump. told her how hideous your face is and how deformed and grotesque you are. You know what she said? I don't care. It's fine. You know, who cares about all that stuff? It's all superficial. As long as he's nice to me, that's what's important. Does she have big jugs? I like okay. me some big
See,
jugs.
The thing is that with comedy, for me, it's funny if it's real.
Exactly.
This isn't.
Wouldn't it be funny
last
if
time
I
you've heard about Quasimodo? By the way,
thank you. Okay, this is
like not timely.
It's like 60s. Yeah. This is like 60s.
He's very schmaltzy.
Catskills. Yeah. Comedy. Right? Mm-hmm. And he's supposed to be. I mean, Curb Your Enthusiasm is cutting
yeah.
edge.
Yeah.
Modern. Comedy, I feel like he's like, oh, I'm going to be on set. I'm going to write some stand-up. I feel like he pulled some bad jokes out of the vault. How about that Quasimodo bit I used to do that never really right. worked on stage, but now I'm a hosting Saturday Night Live. I'm going to pull out the
saying? You know, because you got to think, like, he's probably running by his jokes to somebody.
I don't think he did. That's what I'm saying. I think he was just like, oh, I don't care.
Right.
I'm going to do this old bit.
You know what? Nobody can say no to him. That's not funny. Nobody's going to tell Larry David something's not funny.
Right. And then probably they might have even been like, well, I don't know about like the quasi. It's a little old. He's like, oh, wait till you see. I'm going to.
Yeah.
Wait till you see how I'm going to.
Kill.
Wait, go. But don't fast forward yet because he's going to get into the thing about the Harvey Weinstein people, accusers.
Listen to me. You're a mutant. You're a monster. You're a freak. You're not going to fix me up with some dog.
No
the big
laughs.
Difference. Like that segue. The big difference in dating now.
He didn't practice this anywhere.
Is that I used to keep a condom in my wallet. Now I just have a little booklet listing which fish have the highest mercury content. Really cool guy. You want to steal
kind
the deal?
Funny.
Whip out that little booklet at a dinner. Oh, hey, look at this. We can get the flounder, huh? Who else can tell you to get
the flounder?
Flounder,
though,
care
I mean.
Or what?
It's comedy for a senior citizen
yeah.
home.
I think I'm doing quite well. So,
I don't think anybody told him nothing. It was
so, you know, a lot
not
of,
funny.
A lot of sexual harassment stuff in the news of late. And, I couldn't help but notice a very disturbing pattern emerging, which is that many of the predators, not all, but many of them.
Making a lot of faces, big faces.
Are Jews.
A lot of big faces, grimacing.
And I have three words to say to that.
I'm doing like closed captioned right
Oy
now.
Oy vej mir. I don't like it when Jews are in the headlines for notorious reasons. I want Einstein discovers the theory of relativity. Salk cures polio. What I don't want? Weinstein took it out. I know I consistently strive to be a good Jewish representative.
It's just something so, like
when
you
people,
said, schmaltzier.
Yeah, it is.
People see me, I want them to say, oh, there goes a fine Jew for you. There's a fine Jew. Margaret, come here. Come here. I want you to meet this wonderful Jew. Nothing stereotypical about him. If not for the self-deprecation and the irritable bowel syndrome, you'd never know in a million years.
See, that's not a punchline.
You know,
it's old
I've
school.
always been obsessed with women, and I've often wondered.
Here we go.
If I'd grown up in Poland when Hitler came to power and was sent to a concentration camp, would I still be checking out women in the camp? I think I would. You know? Hey, Shlomo, look at that one over there by Barrett Say. Oh my God, is she gorgeous? Oh, I've had my eye on her for weeks.
Yeah, I put the guy all the way in the back.
I'd like to go up and say something to her. Of course, the problem is there are no good opening lines in a concentration camp.
Well, not a smile cracked behind him.
This act out is what is so bad.
How's it going? treating you okay? You know, if we ever get out of here, I'd love to take you out for some latkes. You like latkes? What? What'd I say? Is it me or is it the whole thing? It's because I'm bald, isn't it? Anyway, we got a great show tonight.
No.
So, okay, so I watched that and I'm like,
I'll tell you what it is.
It's offensive, but it's not even like I said.
Nobody could tell him he's not funny. It has to be. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, because he's Larry David now. His new season's out, and I don't think anybody told him it wasn't funny. Either that, or he didn't, like you said, he didn't rehearse or something. But wouldn't you, like, if you're hosting Saturday Night Live, like, wouldn't you run jokes past people? And then isn't one of your friends going to go, the Holocaust jokes, maybe not so much?
Or he's just like, oh, wait till you see the way I'm going to deliver it. I'm going to say, hey, Shlomo, you want to go? And I'm going to use a word like latkes.
Right.
Like, it doesn't make it funny because you just said latkes.
Right.
I could just see him going, latkes is a funny word. Oh, they're going to just going to fall over themselves laughing at latkes. I'm going to make it funny. But the whole – I don't like this 80s type of like, yeah. Okay, here we go. I'm going to act it out. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, hey, how you doing? Mm-hmm. Like – oh, is it the me? Hey, or is it the whole thing? I mean, right. He was like, oh, wait till I say this line. I was just like, first of all, it wouldn't be funny if like a black person said that about slavery. Mm-hmm. Hey, if I was a slave, I'd right. still hit on women or whatever. I'd be like, hey, when we're free and have the right to vote, can I take you out for some right. soul food?
Right.
That wouldn't be funny either. It's just, it's not
right.
like a funny situation.
And
I think he's trying. Well, apparently panned universally.
Yeah,
people thought it was either offensive mm-hmm. or just not funny enough to be
right.
like.
Right.
It's not that they were offended, but like I said, that it yeah. was like, well, then if you're gonna do something like that to be controversial, be funnier.
Right. That's weird. I don't know. I mean, I will say this: I was watching Curb on the plane. Mm-hmm. It's a great show and it's funny, but there are some scenes where it's just like
cringe.
Yeah.
Cringy, as the kids would say.
Yeah. Like when the dog bit his penis and he ran out, like, the dog bit my penis. Like, I don't know. Like, I know.
Curb was not making me laugh around
season.
The last few seasons, I wasn't watching anymore.
Are you watching the new season?
Mm-mm.
Me neither. Have you watched the new season?
Yeah, I've been watching all of them, except last week's. I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I look forward to it every week.
Yeah.
Well, you're dumb.
There's that.
Galen, do you want to go out for some latkes? Hey, you want to have a latke? Shlomo. Why Shlomo?
I have no idea. They're your people. Why Shlomo?
Don't blame this on me. And I like, listen, I was all about Woody Allen until he married his daughter.
Yeah.
I like stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Okay. So what are you
Yeah.
Now we've covered that.
Now we covered that.
Have you listened to, as
well,
I told
I
you,
know.
Where do I begin? Where do we
yes.
begin?
Yes.
Do you like it?
I do like some of it. I have to say, though, I sometimes feel I got enough problems. Like, why am I listening to other people's problems?
I don't know. I like listening to other people's problems, I guess.
I do, too. It was very hard to go from listening to, because I have to say, it's a little embarrassing, but I was listening to past Stern episodes with one whack pack dude named, what's his name? God damn it.
Baba Booey?
No. Oh, Jesus Christ.
John Melendez?
No. He says it is Bigfoot. Caitlin? Bigfoot.
Oh, okay.
They call him Bigfoot. He's this big guy who's got the IQ of like a 7-year-old, and he's just you know, he speaks whatever he's, you know, he's like, I fucked her in the ass, I did. Like, he says, I did all the time. I went to the gas station, I did. And he just keeps repeating it. And like Artie Lang listening to him and his comments, and I put the judge in my trunk, I did. You know, he's just like goofing on him. I was just like, I need more of Bigfoot. So I was listening to that. And then I'm like, I need something to listen to. And then you're like, you got to check it out. Where do we begin? And then I downloaded it and then I started listening to that. And
Not hilarious.
It's not – I know. So it was a hard transition. But then I got into it.
She's no Larry David.
She's no Larry David. But, yeah, I like it. I like it. It's okay. I want something like that I can sink my teeth into. I listened to there's a 2020 one that's going to be ending in a two-hour 2020 special. But there's a series of podcast episodes.
Oh, The Widow?
No, The Killing on Cape Cod.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But it irritates me because they let – you know, it's – I'm not all done, so every new episode is Wednesday, and now I got to wait till Wednesday to the next episode. There's only been two episodes, and it's really – I found it very interesting. It's got everything. It's got a murder. It's got
– okay. Well, I like that. Yeah. I just laid in bed on – I want to say Sunday, yesterday or Saturday, maybe Saturday day, and watched like 3 2-hour Datelines. You know, there's nothing better than when you turn on your Dateline – and you see that 2 at the end of your TiVo or have, like your DVR, and you're like, oh, my God, it's a 2-hour one. Well, there were like 3 in a row.
Oh, my God.
One was about this guy who was who's a foot doctor who was married to this girl, this woman from Madagascar. Mm-hmm. Did you see that one?
No.
And she drowned in her swimming pool. That was a 2-hour one. And then there was another one. Oh, my God. That was so good. Oh, my God. Did you see the one about the girl who was at a Halloween party?
No.
Like this big, crazy Halloween party with all these bands, and she disappeared? Okay. Well, by the way.
What happened?
She got killed by a guy, serial killer type of guy. Mm-hmm. And then there were all these suspects. It was such a juicy one.
Damn.
But I want to say – that even if you haven't seen it, if you guys at home saw it. So the girl goes to this party with two of her friends.
Yeah.
One of them has her phone, okay? And she at one point supposedly was saying she hurt her – somebody hit her in the nose like by accident. She hurt her nose somehow and was like her nose was bleeding a little bit. She was like, I want to go home. Like she wasn't really having fun. Mm-hmm. And the other two friends – that went with her. One of them was her ride. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, no, come on. It's so fun. Like, you'll feel better. So a little bit later, she felt better and they didn't leave. Mm-hmm. Then one of the girls who was her ride couldn't find her. Mm-hmm. And so the two girls that had come with her left without her. And one of the girls had her phone. So they leave. The next day, they find out the girl who left her there calls her to tell her, like, hey, I have your phone. Mm-hmm. And the mom says she never came home. And so then you find out, I mean, there's all these suspects and years go by and then she died.
What city was it in?
I don't know. But like I want to say somewhere like Missouri or somewhere Midwest. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the friends at the end did not feel guilty enough for my taste. Who leaves their friend with no ride and no phone and it's just like, she'll figure it out?
No. None of my friends.
What the fuck?
No.
That was my biggest nightmare when I was always paranoid that people would leave me somewhere.
Really?
And we didn't have phones in those days.
Right.
But I was always scared that, like, how am I going to get home?
Yeah.
Even if you know people, who just leaves it up to chance? They're at this party. They don't know a bunch of people. It's just like a huge – there's like thousands of people there. She doesn't have a way home. It's not like she can hop on a bus or an Uber or a taxi.
Right.
She has to find somebody to give her a ride home.
Right.
And
that's
her
horrible.
Friends have her phone.
And they didn't feel bad.
The one girl was like felt bad, but she was like – I know I couldn't have really prevented it, but I wish I'd – it's like, bitch, you could have prevented it by not fucking leaving her there.
Right. That's horrible.
Girls out there,
do not
leave your friend at a party when she doesn't have her phone.
No.
Don't leave people.
I know. That's horrible.
That is friendship 101.
Yes.
You don't leave your girl.
Mm-mm.
I would never.
Was this in a house?
I remember being at parties and one of your friends was like so drunk and they went off with a guy and you really wanted to leave him there, but you never did.
No, no.
I never just was like, well, she'll figure it out. She'll get home.
No, you had to sit there and suffer and wait until she was done giving a blowjob in the bathroom, whatever the hell she was doing.
100%.
Yes, and you're miserable and you want to go. It's like, come on.
And you're like, what the fuck?
This is horrible. Let's go home.
Yeah. But and you're mad. Yeah. You're mad. You're not talking to them on the way home.
Hell no.
You're like, wow.
Silent treatment.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You're like, wow, you hussy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're Larry David and you use really old-fashioned words.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, Shlomo, you really took a long time. Like, what the hell? Next time, find me and tell me that you're going to go off with some guy. You're going to be like, I was looking for you for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. I walked all around that party like 5 times.
Yeah.
I asked everybody if they'd seen you. Nobody had seen you. You know what? I almost fucking left you here.
Mm-hmm.
I almost left you here. You should be so happy I didn't. but you never did.
No.
You didn't just go like, yeah, I left you there.
I've never.
With no phone because I couldn't find you.
I've never done
that. And I wanted to go home. I was tired.
Nobody's ever done it to me, and I've never done it. I can't even.
No, I've never been stranded somewhere because my friends just took off.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't find me for a little while. It's just awful.
Yes, that's horrible.
You guys, go on For Crying Out Loud, Reel It In and talk about this because I want to know if you guys saw this one too.
And if you thought the same thing.
Yeah. And then I watched one more,
but
I can't remember what it was.
Because I need to watch something. And a lot of people have told me about Mindhunters on Netflix. Is that the name of it?
That just looks boring to me.
I know. It's so
Kaylin.
So many people have told me.
I watched one episode.
Is it good?
I wasn't terribly excited.
Really? Yeah. See, I know. I was watching a half an episode until I fell asleep. Then I tried it again and I fell asleep.
I just like my Dateline. There should be, listen.
Is there any like?
There should be like 5 more types of Dateline. I mean, there's 2020.
Yeah.
The problem with 2020 is whenever some shit goes down in the news, they want to talk about that.
Right,
like,
know.
No, talk about a murder.
Yeah.
You don't need to, like, there's news and then there's murder.
Ever since we moved our rooms, I got stuck with the DVR that doesn't record Dateline and I always forget. I got to remember to record it. But can you go back and listen to or watch? I wonder if there's a Dateline podcast.
Yeah. No, there isn't, but there's a 48 hours.
Oh, there is 48 hours.
Yes.
48 hours is good.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
But they're really like once a week. Dateline will fill up your whole – if you tell it like, go ahead and show me them all, there's one from 2 a.m. There's one from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
There's one from last night. There's one from –
I don't remember that.
There's always a new Dateline on. There was another one last night. Mm, this was a good one. There's another one.
Mm-hmm.
This was 1 hour. But about the – woman, okay, so she's at a friend's house and some intruder comes in and shoots her and doesn't kill her friend. She's at a friend's house. Anyway, it turns out it's the husband who had a mistress who didn't know, like, for years and years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, then the son has to find out later. Like, they can't figure out who did it. Then they finally...
She died? He shot and killed?
No, she lived... Was shot in the head. Oh. He shot her like 3 times and she lived.
Wow.
And then it's like there's some good video of them telling him like she's still alive. And he's like, oh my God. Like she was shot. What happened? Like just so fake. Then you find out he's got this other, this girlfriend of years who's like, I can't do this anymore because you're married.
Mm-hmm. So the husband shot her.
Yes.
I got to watch. Yeah. I got to record.
A lot of those.
So there's no Netflix or any other podcasts? Like I was looking for a crime podcast and I came across one which
I listened to a Case File.
Good. Case File. Oh, California Dreaming it's called. And it's California Dreaming. And it's spelled with a K. But it's the way the girl talks, like her cadence is very calm. But she's sort of endearing because she says it in the very beginning that she's a huge podcast fan, but she never thought she'd be behind the mic, and now she is. And now she's going to talk about these different stories of these different killings. And they're all from California.
I don't like her.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, so I listened to the first 2 episodes of that. But other than that, I don't know.
Was it good?
I mean, you can't go from sword and scale to that.
Yeah.
But – it was okay. I mean, it was pretty good. The story was horrible. This girl got – she's She was like 19, and she lived in an apartment building, and she got kidnapped. These two guys kidnapped her, and they were some gang, but one guy was like, he's Asian, and the other guy was white. The Asian guy like stabbed her in the eye, and he just basically said, "We're going to take you, rape you, and throw you over a cliff." And then they took her, and then she fought like hell. And they put her in the car, and they drove her and had her look at cliffs to pick out the one that they were. She
oh, I know that story. Yeah, she lived.
She did. Yeah, she did live. And the other guy said, "Let her go." At the very end, after raping her, she was naked, and he took his jacket and threw it over her. And the other guy was like, "What are you doing?" And he was like, "She's cold. She's cold. She's got stabbed in the eye. She's been raped multiple times and beaten. Lost her hearing. Her head was beaten in. And she's cold." But at least he did that. And the guy was like, "Why? What?" You know, and the other guy was like, let her go.
And then they caught those guys years later.
Mm-hmm.
They caught the one first, and then they couldn't find the other one for like 20 years or something.
Right.
And then he turned up somehow.
Yeah, I don't.
And he's a wrestler.
Yes. There you go. That's right.
I totally remember listening to this. I think this was like on one of those 2-hour Datelines or 2-hour 48 hours. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That was
an MMA fighter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'll listen to that again.
Okay. There you go.
Oh, that was
brutal.
So I
gave you one. Now give me one.
I listened to this one, a case file, the most recent. It was a recent case file that was pretty good about hold on.
Do our fans have any?
You know what I'm not liking anymore is previously played case file. Oh, Allison Baden Clay was a pretty good one.
That's the name of the pod? Oh, that's the case
that's
file.
That's case 65. It was pretty good. I listened to that yesterday about a woman who disappears from her house in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert. Should I spoil it?
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious. The husband. It's always the husband, right?
The husband.
It's never like the best friend that just comes out of nowhere and is like, "I'm going to kill you."
Yeah, right.
Like, it's
no. Your best friends will leave you at a party, but they're not going to kill you.
Killing your wife. You're going to get caught is what happens.
Yes. We do sword and skill. We know.
Exactly. What else? What else is going on?
I don't know. What else is going on?
I feel like I was going to
Yeah.
So this is parenting.
Yeah.
I thought you'd be proud of me
mm-hmm.
because I guess I'm asking for a pat on the back from everybody. So last night – Xander
mm-hmm.
came in like 2 a.m, I guess. It must have been 2, maybe even later. Came in saying he was nauseous. He felt like he was going to throw up. He wasn't feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
His stomach did feel kind of like bloated, you know? And then so John was working. He like sometimes gets on these projects and then works all night
mm-hmm.
or strokes it to internet porn. I don't know. Who's to say?
I know.
Who's concerned?
Yeah.
Not me.
Not you.
Do your thing.
Right.
You do you, boo. I'm going to watch Dateline.
Right.
Anyway, I fell asleep to like Dateline or Case File or something.
Mm-hmm.
So Xander comes in. He's not feeling good. So he gets in bed with me and the dog's in bed with me. And now it's too crowded. Now I can't fall back to sleep. He is awake. So then I turn on an episode of The Moth because I'm like, he's like, "It's just really hard for me to fall asleep," because he listens to CDs. Books on CD mm-hmm. in his room.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, what do I have that's kid-friendly? I'm like, The Moth is always clean.
Right.
So I put on The Moth. We listen to it. I think he falls asleep, but he doesn't fall asleep. Long story
You're
short.
You're sleeping.
He was up for like a good couple hours in the middle of the night. Of course, in my brain, I'm like, so tomorrow, how is he going to go to school tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's been up all night, right? I can't send my 9-year-old to school after not sleeping.
Right.
But also, recently got a letter from the school about Sadie saying she's been absent too many times. Have you ever gotten one of those?
No.
I got a notice that she's had too many absences, and the next time, the next absence or whatever, they're going to send something for me to sign. This was just a notification.
Right.
Like, it's really important that your kids go to school, and Sadie's had this many. She's had 4 absences.
That's not that much.
So it's been a couple months of school, yeah, and she's had four absences. And they're like, that's equals like 5 or, I don't know, 10%, 9% of school, something. Next time she's absent, then I get a – have to sign something. And then the next time, you got to go in and see the principal, whatever.
Jeez,
you know,
Louise.
Ain't no joke, right?
No,
you got to go to school.
No joke.
Although, of course, I was like – so what if she was sick for an entire week? Like, what if she got the flu?
Right.
Then am I already getting in trouble?
Right.
I don't know.
You know,
anyway, so
yeah.
I was paranoid that he's going to get
mm-hmm.
– I'm sure he's been absent as many times as she has.
Right.
LB's probably been absent more than – I don't know. Whatever.
I did get a thing that they're tardy, and then when I went and met with them, they're like, you know, he really needs to make sure that he's in school. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's been at school. Well, he's got the four absences or something like that from 2 days from when he went to Monterey and then another 2 days for something else. And it was the same day. And I was like, Sonny, I don't understand why they keep saying Sonny needs to attend school more. Why are they saying that? Like, he only missed a couple days. And then that was the day he got in his accident. End up missing, like, I don't know, a whole week. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That same hour.
Right. So that I want to. So what's with that? So Sonny's, let's say, missed like 9 days of school.
Yeah, I know.
So like, what, are they going to kick you out?
Right.
Because you had an accident?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. So same thing. So I was like, I woke up this morning and he was awake. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, you're awake. You're going to school. He eventually went into his bed at 5 a.m. So it was a little after 5. He was up again, so he went back to his bed. So honestly, I was like, oh, my God, how am I going to make him go to school? He's going to be
right.
So tired. But then he was awake. I was like, you know what? You're always more tired the next day.
Yes.
So I was like, uh-huh. Oh, fuck it. What's the worst that's going to happen? I get a call from the school, and they're like, he's tired or crying
mm-hmm.
or wants to come
mm-hmm.
home.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent him.
So you sent him.
I sent him to school. Drove him to school this morning.
And he was okay?
I guess.
Why? Did he throw up or anything?
No.
Well, I think sometimes kids get their clock screwy, especially with the time change, you know. Sonny, yeah.
He was wondering if he got food poisoning because I made salmon last night. But I was like, no, because nobody else feels sick and we all ate it.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Sonny hasn't been sleeping either. I did what you told me. Got the melatonin.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You told me that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it worked. And
yeah.
then he got on schedule. No, wait a minute. The melatonin the first night put him to sleep, but then he woke up later on in the night. And then after that, I went out of town. And then when I got back, everybody said he was fine. So he's been sleeping.
And some people on our Facebook group were saying maybe he could have had a concussion and it's going to take a longer time.
Dr.
A lot of people
Bruce,
said those are symptoms of a concussion
yeah.
and it just takes longer to heal.
Yes. And Dr. Bruce, well, I texted him and I said, should I be concerned? And he said, well, he's getting over a concussion. And I said, but they told me it wasn't a concussion, that he wasn't
concussed.
All
the people that wrote in, it sounds like it was.
I think it was too. How could it not be?
Yeah.
I don't know. So anyway, he is very restless now because a lot of it too is because he's always tired because he's doing sports. And now he's like sitting in the office playing cards with whoever he'll go up in the office with. And I think that's such a good friend.
When can he start getting some physical activity again?
Tomorrow, day after tomorrow, I take him to Children's to see. And Adam said in front of him, which got his hopes up, that absolutely they're going to let him go back and play sports. Like, it's been long enough. But it's only been like 3 weeks. Or not, yeah.
And it was supposed to be 6, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's because you don't want to re-injure it.
Right.
If he does something and gets hit in the head, then that's bad.
Exactly.
One concussion, you're fine.
Right. I don't think they're going to let him go back to playing sports. And he's like, it's only – so then he says – can tomorrow after school, because it's been half day all week, and he's like, can we go to jump around or whatever, sky high?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no. And he goes, well, come on. It's one day before I go back, and they're going to tell me I can go back to doing my – and I was
well,
like,
well, maybe
what?
They'll let him, though, before 6 weeks. Maybe they'll let him do something like go running, you know, something where he likes track, right? Just
yeah.
to get some cardio, get
he does do
some
that.
Activity.
But –
he doesn't
that's
like
it.
It.
Yeah. I mean, that's about it.
Like jump rope with Adam or something?
Maybe. I guess. I don't know. They met Sylvester Stallone yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
They went with Adam to talk. Adam did something at the the L.A. Convention Center yesterday, and he took Sonny and Natalia with him because Sylvester Stallone was going to be there, and Sonny wanted to meet him, and then, of course, Natalia has to meet him because he's watched all the Rockies, and he's like, I want to meet him. And a lot of people say that he looks like him. A lot of people. Sonny says that. He says, people tell me all the time I look like Rocky, whatever. So they left all day. I had the whole day to myself. And I was like, oh, my God. So you're leaving now? Well, we got to go. I got to go do a podcast. And then from there, I'm going to go to the convention center. So I probably won't be home until like 5 or 5:30. And it was like 11 a.m. And I was like, wow. Do you know why Adam had to go to the convention center? No.
No, doesn't 6 hours just seem like the longest stretch of time?
Oh, my God.
Although I am constantly like gone for 6 hours.
Yeah.
Like constantly.
I know.
I mean, I'll all go to Six Flags and be gone from, you know, 9:45 to like 8
Adam.
O'clock at night.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I'm always like come home and like you've
must
so you've
be
been,
nice.
Must be nice. Must be nice. Even in the morning when I take him to school, I see him like roll over and pull the covers over. Must be nice.
Yeah, but same here.
Yeah, and so I was like, oh,
John
shit.
Will, like, pat the nightstand when I get home. Like, where's my coffee?
Oh, my God.
Must be nice.
Really?
Must be nice because I set the coffee, make sure that there's coffee in the house to put in the coffee maker. Must be nice.
Must be nice.
Must be a good feeling. Good feeling.
Yeah.
To know your wife's coming home. Put that coffee on the nightside table. You know that somebody somebody in the For Crying Out Loud Reel It In page wrote a thing like that we talk about all the time, which was that like her husband had done some cleaning thing and then was like walking around like he was a hero.
Yeah.
Like wanting to point it out.
Right.
Like, did you see this? Do you see what I did?
Look
right.
I did.
And she put that down and a lot of us were like, I know, that's the worst, right? And then a couple of our guy listeners, one of the guys was like, well, why you got to be mocking your husband or something? And then she got embarrassed and felt bad and like briefly left the group. And then I wrote to her and I was like, you need to come back because like that guy shouldn't be saying that. That's ridiculous. That's the stuff we love to complain about.
Right.
If you can't complain about that here in the Reel It In page,
where
can you?
Right.
Like the guys, hey, male listeners, you need to reel it in.
Okay.
Because this is a safe place for us to vent. There's places for you to vent about your wives. We're not perfect.
Exactly.
We do lots of stuff that's irritating. I'm positive.
Yeah.
I'm sure I do a million irritating things.
Yeah.
And I know, and Lynette and I call ourselves out on maybe not appreciating like the stuff that you do that we don't have to worry about.
I
realize my husband pays all the bills. Must be nice.
Right.
I don't have to think about – I don't even know what my B of A – PIN number is.
Right.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that I can't bitch about it.
Of course.
When John does something and is like wants me to come out and look at the fact that he trimmed a tree where I'm just like, can we just pay somebody to do that?
I know.
I would rather pay somebody than have to come out five different times and go, oh, yeah, the tree does look a little more barren. Yeah, you got some of those leaves. This was a fire hazard,
by the way.
This was a fire hazard, and I trimmed it back all by myself. And look at all these scratches that I have.
Right. Like,
okay.
I put on all the new outlets in the house. Like, look, have you seen them? Have you seen them? Like,
no, I don't walk around the house and go, holy shit, is this a new outlet?
No, right.
What?
Right.
Who did this? Did the outlet fairy come in here and make a new outlet? Because this is like my outlet dreams have come true. I was just the other day going, God, I wish there was somebody who could replace outlets.
I know, staring at it. I know. It was an eyesore. But what do you want us to do? Do cartwheels? What do you want us to throw you a parade?
Right.
Like how many? Seriously, like he will say, Did you see the outlets?
I want to just every day
Thank
I want to go, did you see that the kids' lunches got made this morning? Did you see that I went to Trader Joe's and Ralph's today?
Right.
And Target, by the way.
Oh, that's a big day.
Yeah.
When you got to go to Trader Joe's and Ralph's. That's a pain.
What do you think the kids had in their lunch this morning? Yeah, you don't know. You have no idea because you don't even know what they like to eat. You know why? You don't have to worry about it. Must be nice to not ever have to know what your kids actually like to eat because I just take care of it.
How did you notice that woman left the group?
because I happened to see her post.
Right.
And I think I posted something on there. And then I saw that the guy had posted back to her, mm-hmm. like, hey, don't mock your husband. Like, oh, mm-hmm. great. Now he tries to do something nice and you mock him for it.
Well, tell him to get his own podcast, too, by the way, if he wants to come back.
And then somebody else. But then other people, other women were like, I know, that's the worst, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they're. And then another guy kind of chimed in with the first guy. And then I noticed that she left, like, because her name was grayed out. And I was like, oh, hell no. Aww. She's not getting pushed out of here.
Wow.
Like she's some shrill harpy. She was just making a funny joke. She was pointing out something we all like.
But so you can tell – so you can see – you'll know if somebody – it's grayed out?
Yeah. It won't be like – blue, like their name won't show up. It's like their name just gets looks light gray and it shows that they left the group. So I got her back in.
Wow.
And everything's good now. But I said, if these guys are mean, I'll kick them out before I'll kick you out.
There you go.
This isn't for you. This isn't your place to. I love the guys, by the way.
Yeah.
I do love the guys, what All their thoughts on things. I do. We have some awesome guys.
I know.
Single guys, married guys. I love they're talking about their ex-wives. They have Paul Mark. As you know, I love Paul Marks. And there's some awesome guys that are really active in the group. Mm-hmm. But no need to like bash a lady for bitching about her husband. That's what we do.
Right.
Got to blow off some steam. We love our husbands. They're nice people.
Yeah.
You know? They do some nice stuff for us. Hey,
they are.
You know who else is nice?
Who?
ZipRecruiter. Must be nice to be able to just use ZipRecruiter in one day, have a new employee.
Bam.
You know?
Don't have to worry about a thing.
Nope. They go through all the resumes.
That's Matt von Lipson. Boom.
Boom. Boom.
Boom.
Well, you don't have to get lost in a huge stack of resumes to find your perfect hire. You just need the right tools, people. Smarter tools. Well, ZipRecruiter makes hiring easier because you can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click. So you can rest easy knowing your job is being seen by the right candidates. Also, I know we always tell you this, like, you know, if you have jobs for people. Mm-hmm. But if you need a job, ZipRecruiter can help you find one.
Vice versa.
Yeah. They also have a lot of great tools for making your resume.
Yes. Yeah,
they're not even paying me to say that. I'm just telling you that ZipRecruiter will help you make your resume.
That's awesome.
So if you're like, that just sounds really hard right now. I need a job, but I don't want to put in a lot of work. ZipRecruiter can help you.
Boom.
If you're hiring, you can get a head start on the interview process by adding screening questions to your job post and help you identify the most qualified candidates. So find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by growing businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/, you guessed it, FCOL. Okay, so do that right now. That's ZipRecruiter.com/FCOL. Another thing, tell them about HelloFresh.
Hello, Fresh.
Hi. You're fresh.
Would you like some fresh meals?
Yes.
That are delicious and easy.
Yes, please.
Easy to use, easy to put together, easy to make, and quick and affordable. HelloFresh. HelloFresh is your place to go. So they take all the guesswork out of making things. They just put everything together and they send it off. It's convenient, it's flexible, and easy. Easy to use. Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
Bob from Stranger Things says. So we've been using HelloFresh for a while. We have been, when I say we, I mean Olga, have put together the meals. And honestly, they're really delicious. They're super, super good.
And you know what's kind of cute is like Sadie loves to cook.
Mm-hmm.
And I got HelloFresh, and Sadie was like all about helping me put it together. And it was easy because all the stuff is like pre-measured.
Right.
You just throw it together, and she loved it. So it's a fun thing to do with your kids if you're, you know, care about being a good parent.
Yeah. Or, yeah. So what do you want to do to get HelloFresh? What you're going to do is you're going to go to HelloFresh.com, enter the code FCOL30, okay, for $30. $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. That's HelloFresh.com. Enter FCOL 30.
And it's really flexible, by the way, as well as convenient. It's flexible. You don't have to order every single week. You can order when you want, what you want. They have a lot of really great meals. Lobster ravioli and shrimp with tomatoes and tarragon cream sauce. Oh, my God. I'm hungry. Yeah. So get HelloFresh. Also, this week, Patreon was a good one.
Really good.
Yeah, it was explosive. I don't think I'm overstating it to say no, but we really answered your questions about how did For Crying Out Loud come to be after some shit went down. We spilled the tea. If you didn't listen to Tuesday's episode where we pimped it out, listen to Patreon. It's $5 a month.
Yeah.
Don't be an asshole.
You got nothing to lose.
No, you can always discontinue.
Yes. It's not like we are holding you hostage.
No. If you don't like it, stop paying for it.
What do we care?
I don't care. I mean, we'd love for you to be part of our Patreon gang, but if you're not, you're not. Anyway, if you want to do $50 a month, $5 a month, you can listen to every episode that we've ever done. Get your fill.
Yeah. It's worth
and
every
penny.
And
if you want to pay $50 a month, we will shout out your business. Like our friend Brooke, who has a company called Heart of Brooklyn Design, and heartofbrooklyndesign@gmail.com, or Kiss and Makeup by Brooklyn, and she does lip scents.
That's cute.
I love their lipstick, and I'm going to make her send me another one, the pink champagne.
Yes.
Because I
have Brooke, you
Bella.
Owe us. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love this lipstick. It lasts for 18 hours.
It sure does.
It's waterproof. Get some. Also, doTERRA essential oils take control of you and your family's wellness in a natural and effective way. Go check out Monica Little Wellness at gmail.com. Or at mydoterra.com/MonicaLittleWellness. And also, Kelly Flores.
Oh, my
girl.
Oh, my God. I forgot to bring you your products. I put them aside and everything.
I need some anti-aging products. Stat. Look at my face.
Yeah, I'm going to bring you some.
Go check out kflores, F-L-O-R-E-S, .myrnf.com. And go check out the products. They have a lot of stuff, including Lash Boost.
Which works.
I want to get some
all
of that.
All their stuff works.
Do you have any lash boost for me to try?
I ordered some.
And then last but not least, Michelle McKibben is a California mortgage loan officer with People's Home Equity Mortgage. You can call her at 707-208-8302 or email her at McKibben, McKibbin, michelle@yahoo.com.
Oh, and okay. So I'm getting excited about this. Allowance Manager app.
Oh, okay.
And I think I forgot to talk to Kaylin about it, but I think we're going to do an episode next week, just me and the guy and my pal, and take questions and talk about it and whatever. Just do an extra bonus.
A little bonus?
On top of our regular bonus. Yeah, it'll be free. It'll be whatever. And if you have questions, go to our Facebook page and just start a thread, or I'll start a thread, and then ask your questions, ask away, and we'll talk about it. And I want to talk about the angel investing stuff, too, and the tech stuff. So many incredible things coming our way. Okay. Is that it? That's it.
That's it.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean
every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.